want me to do?
Well,
the
that's
town
right.
Of the
it's
week?
Time
oh, no.
for that time when we honor a town, a village, a bird, somewhere across the greater U.S. and a rearranged map of the same with our town of the week. Here's Mike Arnold.
Yes, our town of the week. Well, it's located about 15 miles northeast of San Antonio, and it's called Universal City, Texas. It's in Bexar County and is known as the gateway to the famed Randolph Air Force Base. The origins of the city trace back to three San Antonio doctors who purchased a block of farmland in 1929 in anticipation of the boom provided by the forthcoming military base.
Right.
Developer Aubrey Milner named the land Universal City in 1931 to recognize the universal importance of the coming airfield. I'm sorry. I just thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, in 1935, Pat Booker Road was completed, named in honor of Air Corps Captain Francis P.
No, Corps is nice too. Nice and kind of cuter.
That would be something completely different, wouldn't it? Anyway, Air Corps Captain Francis P. Pat Booker. It serves as Main Street for Universal City and the road that connects the rest of Texas to the gate of Randolph Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Despite a slow growth initially, Universal City took off in the 1950s when Air Training Command officially moved to the area from Illinois. I think a lot of things could move from Illinois, don't you think? Okay, that was a joke. I'm sorry.
No.
Anyway.
I'm supposed to say those things. You're just supposed to read copy.
The population saw a surge of officers and enlisted men flood the area. Housing developers, including Acme Lumber, quickly took notice and began working
on it. Is there really an Acme Lumber? I thought it was just cartoons.
Nope. Well, they have one there. They quickly took notice and began work on the community building. Nervous they'd be annexed by neighboring San Antonio, the town officially incorporated in 1960. Mm-hmm. In 1962, Universal City officially constructed a city hall. Fire and police stations quickly followed, and in 1970, the city had its own recognized post office. Whoa. Today, Universal City is home to one of the best public golf courses in the country, Olympia Hills. In addition to golf, residents can enjoy some local festivities with Snowfest in February, movies in the park during the summer.
Snowfest?
Yeah, Snowfest.
Snow's there?
Well, maybe they celebrate not having snow. And Veterans Parade each fall. And if the residents aren't too stuffed from last week's fire station pancake breakfast, they can enjoy several area parks. That's our town of the week, Universal City, Texas.
Randolph Air Force Base. Where were you stationed, Bob, when you were training?
Where?
Yeah.
All over?
You ever been to Randolph? South Pacific? No, but I mean when you were training here at stateside, where did you train?
I was in the Army, first of all.
Okay, first of all, you're in the Army.
I got out of that and I went to the Marine Corps.
Then you went in the Marine Corps? Did they throw you out of the Army right into the Marines? Right. I can see about your stories being long. Then you're in the Navy? You mean you served in every branch of government? What? Back to the Army. So none of them would have you. You went from the Army into the Marines, into the Navy, and the Navy back to the Army. Because you had so many skills that nobody wanted? Or why was it?
No, it was very easy.
Yeah, easy.
The guy in Washington just used a paint pencil. That was me.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that doesn't answer that. But you were never at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas?
What's that?
Randolph in Texas, the base?
Base?
Yeah. No.
Never been to Texas.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, that's all I want to know. Universal City, Texas, John DePiro's on the line with us from Universal City. Let's say hello to him and find out a little more about it. And hi, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How's yourself?
Doing all right. I just wanted to clarify for everybody that we take all the trap squirrels that everybody gets. We take them in.
For target practice, right?
Well, we eat them, you know.
So, oh, you eat them. Okay. There's not much meat once they got all that buckshot in them, is there?
Yeah, but, you know, they make the, you know, they nice little hats, you know, with the little tail.
Yeah.
You know, we're famous for that down here.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. I didn't see there's something you didn't cover in your description of Universal City. John, are you associated with the Air Force Base or what down there?
Well, I'm a retired Air Force guy, and
yeah.
I spent some time stationed at Randolph. As a matter of fact, my father was also Army Air Corps Air Force, and back in the 30s, he actually went through training at Randolph Field.
There you go.
So we've got a great connection to it. Like, you know, Universal City is essentially attached to Randolph. That's how Universal City came to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, you keep in mind it's about 15 minutes out, 15, 20 minutes outside of San Antonio. So,
yeah.
You know, the city itself is a neat little town. We're about between 18 and 19,000 people now.
It's big now.
Yeah, it's getting pretty big.
Yeah.
And a lot of growth and all that kind of stuff. And I volunteer with the city. I work on our Industrial Development Corporation to help make sure we're doing all the right things, keep the city moving in the right direction.
And are we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's really neat. We're getting some good growth. You know, a lot of people struggle, small towns struggle with trying to figure out if they want to be just a little bedroom community for a bigger community.
Yeah.
But we also want Universal City not to just be tied to Randolph, because that's not good for the future, depending on what the government decides to do.
Yeah, the base.
Yeah, and so you want to make sure that your city can survive for itself. And so, pardon my dog barking.
Oh, your dog sounds like mine. What kind of dog is it?
Yeah, it's a little mutt, but we rescued him, and he just caught a squirrel. So he's doing it.
He just caught one? He shouldn't talk with his mouth full, doesn't he know
it? Yeah, that's it. So he's talking with his mouth full. So I'm trying to teach him not to do that. He won't listen.
But, so in the Air Force, John, were you a flyer?
Yeah, I was a flyer. Yeah. I flew choppers. I flew jets. You know, they let me fly, so I stayed in for a little while.
Yeah,
enjoyed doing that.
It'd be hard to fly a chopper, though, isn't it? I mean, isn't it? It's different.
Well, yeah, only a very few very intelligent people can fly helicopters.
So that's not true, because my brother-in-law can fly one.
I walked into that one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I mean,
it's not hard. It's like anything. You know, you train somebody to do something, and they can do it over and over again.
So, like you're saying, like monkeys and typewriters.
Yeah, and bananas and things like that.
But I mean, you know, there's flying, and it's like a whole different technology in terms of a helicopter, right? Don't you have to unlearn some of the things you learned about flying a plane?
Yeah, that is actually true, because the control systems are a little bit different. And when the thing that becomes normal in a fixed-wing aircraft, you have to do kind of backwards in a helicopter. But, you know, it's like anything. Do it a while, and then you can finally figure it out. You got two choices, figure it out or die. So, you know.
Could I have those again, please? Do you still fly, John, at all? Or?
No, I don't. That's an expensive hobby, and you know, something that I don't do. But you know, it's like riding a bike. You know, if I can get back in one and figure it out, give me a couple of minutes, we can figure it out again. It's a lot of fun.
Don't they give you a plane when you graduate from the Air Force?
Well, unfortunately, they put them on sticks and put them out in front of buildings. You know, so
the engines are
out of them, and
or they put them in that desert somewhere.
Out in Arizona.
Yeah. What do they do? Can a guy, like, can you go there? Can you buy one of those?
Well, actually, there's some ways. Yeah, there are actually ways of going about doing that, and people do refurbish some of them and fly them. So, but that's an expensive hobby, you know.
Yeah.
So,
You
got to really want to do that.
Yeah. Did you fly like fighters and stuff like that?
I flew the T-38, which is a high-performance jet trainer. It's like a fighter, but it's not. You know, you train the guys that are going to be fighter pilots in the T-38.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What do you do? Now you work for the city these days, and you're kind of in charge of.
I volunteer with the city, but I work for a financial services company here in San Antonio. It's home-based in San Antonio.
Yeah. What do you recommend, John?
Buy low, sell high.
My father always did the opposite, and I shouldn't have. You know, I'm my father's son, and you know, buy high and sell low. You know.
I know. I can get into that trap myself occasionally, I'm not trying to advertise for it, but it's USAA, United Services Automobile Association.
Oh.
A lot of veterans do business with us. We got about 10 million members. But the reason I bring it up is it started in San Antonio back in the 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And the home office is in San Antonio, and I do veteran outreach initiatives and stuff like that for them.
Very cool. John, we're coming down to Universal City, let's say, hypothetically, and you're going to show us some of the high points that maybe you wouldn't get to see if you're just, you know, driving through town.
Right. I would take you down to the old section that's actually right near the railroad tracks before you get to Randolph Air Force Base.
Okay.
Keeping in mind that Universal City actually kind of exists because of Randolph Air Force Base.
Right.
You know, they talk about Mr. Milner naming it Universal City for Universal people coming down here for training, but Universal Studios actually shot The West Point of the Air about Randolph here back in the 30s.
And that's how it got the name?
Well, there's discussion about that. That's another potential way that it might have gotten its name. But, you know, Mr. Milner kind of gets the credit for it. But they had a little community that they called Universal City, you know, because it was where all the people stayed that were doing the movie.
Yeah.
And so
or maybe they were,
you know,
Universalists, like Methodists or something.
Could have been. You know, who knows? They like squirrels. I know that. So
John,
anyway.
I got to ask you, just this whole thing with squirrels that you got now, are you a squirrel hunter, or what is your thing with squirrels?
No, you brought it up first.
I know, but it always comes back to squirrels with you.
No, I'm just having fun.
Okay, good.
But anyway, so I would take you down to the older part of town.
Okay,
and
what's
you
there?
As far as historical stuff, not a lot, to be honest with you. But the streets are named like Lindbergh Road and Wright Road, named after aviation people.
Okay.
And so there's actually, you know, you'll laugh at this, but there's an old Quonset hut that's still Randolph Field Cleaners. And that place still exists today, and it's been there forever. And, you know, the Quonset hut's still there, but obviously they've upgraded the insides. But it's kind of neat to take a look at.
Yeah.
We've got
a Quonset hut that used to be a cleaner. Is that where you're taking us?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's a good start.
Then we'll go down the street and we'll go to Leon's Mexican restaurant.
All right.
Because Leon's has been there forever.
Yeah.
But the real, once you cross the tracks, you go into the main gate of Randolph Air Force Base.
Okay.
Then you're going to see kind of what is the big draw to Universal City. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on in the community for the people that live here and the guests that come to visit. But once you see Randolph Air Force Base, you can go. It's one of the most beautiful and picturesque military installations in the United States.
Yeah, and can you go in? I mean, will they let you in there, or do you have to be a military?
You got to get visitor passes, and you know it's harder now ever since 9/11.
Sure.
You know, it's a lot harder to get in any military installations now that people start worrying about terrorism attacks. It gets a little tougher.
But
you can still get in. But it takes a little extra work. But once you get in, you know, it's kind of a neat facility that they kept the look and feel of the structures and how the base was built back in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept that design, you know, stucco, tile roof, stuff like that for all the facilities on the installation.
Yeah. Can you go into the PX and buy stuff?
I can.
Well, that's good for you, John. But, you know, we're down here. So far, you showed us a Quonset hut.
Well, hey,
and we got into the Air Force Base, but we can't use the PX.
Oh, no, you can't do that. But there's all kinds of shopping in the local area, restaurants, places to stay. The golf course, one of the nicest public courses. I heard you mention that already, one of the nicest public courses
in the
United States. Mm-hmm. It's, my house actually sits on a hill. I bought this property back in the 90s and built a house out here.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, they built the golf course. And if you sit upstairs in my up on the hill and look out the window, you can see the fifth green down there. So
you're on the fifth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not bad.
If you like balls going through your window, it's ideal, I would think.
Well, that's not a problem from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, okay.
If the guy's that bad, we're all in trouble. If ball hits this house, you guys are in trouble.
All right, and then for nightlife, now we've had a wonderful day. The base was great, and nightlife in Universal City, Texas.
There's a few spots out here. You know, like I said, restaurants. There's a couple of nice sports bars, things like that.
Yeah.
As far as a large venues or anything like that, no. This is more of a community type area. If you're looking for those types of things, you know, you want to go to the. You go to San Antonio downtown for some of that stuff. But we still have a lot of restaurants out here that are more family-oriented.
Yeah.
And then small, you know, clubs, but nothing big.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like a great time. And we can certainly come to your door.
Anytime.
Anytime.
You're sending me some cheese. You know, I'm looking forward to that.
How did you know that?
Hey, I talked to your producer. Come on.
Okay. Now we got to do it, though. Okay. John, you know what? For being so nice and you were, we have a little cheese for you.
Hey, I'm appreciative. Thank you so much.
Mike?
Yes, we'll be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of handcrafted artisanal cheese. Made without unnatural ingredients of any sort. From Cedar Grove Cheese in Plain, Wisconsin.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Thanks, John. Very nice talking with you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, gentlemen. Thanks. Yeah. Have a great day.
Yeah, take care, John. Bye-bye. Okay, and let's see now. Oh, I dropped him. Should I have kept him? Oh, you'll get him back. And then what? Were you going to say something?
No, I wasn't.
You're going to close off that whole bit and say.
Oh, I have to close off the bit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What do you say at the end of your bit?
The end.
The end.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, that's it.
And then
that's all there
so
is.
So that was our town of the week. Now, we should choose a town of the week for next time out.
I believe we should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that work then?
Well, we need to get somebody from the audience to throw the dart, right?
Okay.
And this microphone is not plugged in or anything. So.
Is it working? Oh, no, there's no battery in it.
It's the other one.
Here. Yeah. Jeff,
okay.
Could you...
So we'll get a microphone.
He can't leave his bass alone to bring it down there, you know. So.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, John, you want to get
yeah,
some?
Yeah, John can do the dart. John, you can do the dart. John Tulin. Oh, okay.
No, John, pick someone out there. You do this.
What's to throw the dart? What's to throw a dart?
Somebody who can get up very quickly.
You guys want to throw? You guys
throw a dart.
It's real easy. It takes 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Come on.
Yeah, come
here,
on. Okay, here it comes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Looks like Evie's brother. What's Evie's brother's name? Find out, will you?
And we'll find out who it is.
Yeah.
Hopefully this microphone's working. I can't
yeah, their
tell.
Family has dominated our show.
All right. What's
totally
your name?
You know.
Zeno Graham.
Zeno? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With an X?
No, with a Z.
With a Z.
With
okay.
a Z.
Yeah.
Zeno. That's
okay.
a great name.
Cool.
That's a great name. So
have you thrown
ever...
a dart before?
Yeah.
You're a dart thrower.
No, but I've thrown a dart.
Okay. I guess that's what I asked.
All right.
Any place that's not Texas would be good because we got Texas.
Yeah, things. aim in the direction of this and just yeah.
this
go crazy.
Town of the week.
All right.
Oh,
thank you. Let's see here. It looks like we wound up getting Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. So a round of applause for Lock Haven, Pennsylvania.
Here.
And Zeno, hold on just a minute. We have a gift for you. Wait, stop. Okay, we have a gift.
Here. Uncle John's Did You Know Bathroom Reader for kids only. Enjoy this. I know it's
round of applause for Zeno.
Trouble getting in there. You want to stay for a while.